Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
And we've all made it here. Except you, Marcus Freeman. Sorry. We've all made it here. It is time for the college football playoff. Welcome in to BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. We welcome you into an episode that will be full of information and angles on these four first round CFP games, our best bets, maybe a little parlay sprinkled in at the end as well. But let's start with the bracket itself. Now that it's out, Choppy and I broke this down just a little bit last week, John, while you were out. It is interesting, I think, how we've got, I don't want to call it an unbalanced bracket, but a lot of people seem to think that one side is definitely a lot tougher than the other. You've got one side with Ohio State in the 2, Georgia in the 3, A&M, Miami, Ole Miss, all on one side. The other side, Indiana, Texas Tech. Little Cinderella vibe there, regardless of which one may come out, or Oregon, Bama, Oklahoma. And that's where I wanted to start in this thing, because despite Indiana being the number one seed, John, they still do not have the shortest odds on the board. When we look at national championship bets, the shortest odds are on Ohio State. Is there value on Indiana, in your opinion, being from the, as people are calling it, softer side of the bracket, still a buck longer in some spots, 3-1 or thereabouts, as compared to Ohio State's 2-1?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, the hesitation is that Indiana lost their best edge rusher, Stephen Daly. And I think that's, you know, it seems to be perceived as a big blow. I didn't watch a ton of Big Ten football this year, hand up. You know, I'm an SEC and Group of Five guy, as many of you know. But look, I did watch the Big Ten championship game, and I think they'll be able to, you know, scheme around it. I think Cignetti is as good as anybody when it comes to that. But it does seem like that injury is going to loom pretty large here. And look, I mean, is there value on a one seed at plus 290? I would say sure. But I do think you have to be very you know, aware of that injury and what it might do for that defense. And that's probably a big reason why this is being priced as it is right now. And also, you know, people just expect Ohio State to, you know, they're not overreacting to one loss, right? People aren't overreacting to one game. It's still going to be the highest power rated team in college football. But sure, I mean, I certainly wouldn't say it's a bad bet at plus 290, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad bet. You're going to see potentially Ohio State with a more difficult road right? You know, if to make it that far. So, I mean, from that standpoint, you know, having to play Georgia versus Texas Tech, that doesn't make sense from where the number is. I think plus 290 is as good as you're going to get on the one seed. I think Georgia's actually a decent number at 6-1, even though they've got a difficult road. I mean, but they are going to face a team in the first round they've already played, right, and beaten. And then the second round, and in their second game, they would take on, you know, Ohio State, which, I mean, obviously it's a great team, but, you know, whoever's going to win is going to have to beat two top dogs. It's just the way it's going to be. But, yeah, I mean, plus 290, that's fine. And, you know, and I know the loss of the edge is big, but, you know, we've seen this in the NFL. We've seen this, you know, non-quarterbacks don't really move the betting line. So they really, to me, they wouldn't move.
Well, Michael Parsons did. Michael Parsons moved it.
Barely.
I thought it was like 6, and now it's like 1.5.
6.
I think it was 6. You got to look
at Aaron Rodgers barely moved the line 6.
I'm telling you now, it may not just be Micah, but I think that look ahead on that game was Green Bay minus 6.
6.
Yeah.
6. Tom Brady didn't move the line 6 points.
Oh, 4.5.
I'm more concerned. 4.5, yeah. I'm more concerned, Choppy, with you just writing off a Group of Five team right in John's face like this. Just talk about, oh, well, Georgia's going to play somebody they already played in the quarterfinals. Just writing off Tulane.
Exactly. Oh, how dare you do that?
Turn? Did I speak out of turn there?
It's been the problem the whole entire show is that you guys just don't respect anybody in the Group of Five. You're no different than Nick Saban. You're no different than any of these college football fans. We'll go play our own little playoff so you don't have to be bothered by us. We're sorry for existing.
Joel Klatt appreciates
you. I'm glad you finally said that. I'm glad you finally said that. Somebody.
But you know what? You guys will absolutely love it when Rum Dumb University beats a one seed in the NCAA tournament, won't you?
We will like that.
I'm totally here for the chaos. I just don't think it's going to happen. I'd love to see Tulane somehow upset Ole Miss or JMU somehow upset Oregon. I love the chaos. I'm here for it. I'm here for the 16 seeds in March Madness. I'm here for all of it in the college football playoff, too. Like, I want to see something different. It's what, again, when you were out last week, John, Choppy and I talked about Texas Tech for like 45 minutes because I swear to God, we wouldn't shut up about Texas Tech. Because the way they're priced right now doesn't make sense to me either. Okay, good chance they're going to face Oregon in their quarterfinal game, but they're going to be at home. The only game they lost all year, Texas Tech, was on the road without their starting quarterback. Other than that, they've been dominant all year.
Yeah.
And now you're going to give them a game against Oregon, should be at home, I should say. The quarterfinal game should be at home. And then you're going to give them Indiana, maybe Bama or Oklahoma. I love Texas Tech with that defense, the big plays they come up with on offense to go on a little bit of a run. It's why I really like that, as everybody's calling it, softer side of the bracket. And it doesn't make sense to me that, for example, John, Oregon is basically priced the same as Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only guess that I would come up with is that, you know, people are just down on the Big 12, right? That they just don't really believe that a team from the Big 12 is going to win this thing. And, you know, I guess, and I'm sure you guys covered it, but, you know, when you talk about a university in Texas Tech that has invested more money in athletics and NIL specifically than anybody else, you know, that team is going to be very live. Like you said, they lost one game and the quarterback wasn't playing. So, yeah, I think you can't ever count out a team with the highest bankroll when they've made it this far. And then again, 8-1, they have the fourth best odds. I don't think they're getting disrespected, but you know, if you think the price should be worse, right, then I think the only reason why it would not be is because the market doesn't really believe the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, why would you believe in the Big 12 at this point? Like they've kind of shown that that's not the Big 10. It isn't the SEC, and they lost their two best teams in Texas and Oklahoma, but Texas Tech is as good a team as there is out there. I mean, they have the absolute cheat code of college sports, which is Cody Campbell. They've put a really good roster together. I love their head football coach. I'm with you, Chris. It should be a home game. Tortillas will be flying. And they're going to bring them. They're bringing the tortillas to Miami. Don't you think for a second they're not, because that's a Big 12 policy with the fines, not a CFP. So they're going to bring them. And it's gonna be fun. But, you know, we saw this last year. You know, this layoff can be tough. I mean, Tech and Indiana, Ohio State and Georgia, I mean, it'll be a month that they haven't played. And then they're going to be expected to go play a team that already had kind of a – especially a team like Oregon. No offense, John, cover your ears, earmuffs. They had a get-right game against JMU. You know, and like that's just – is it totally fair for the higher seed?
More group of five slander.
JMU should – I mean, I can admit that JMU has no business being in this thing. Okay.
Because they're not in the American. That's why you're not back.
No, that's not why. It's just like the reason why they're in is because it's stupid ACC tiebreaker that, you know, I don't know who the hell came up with that. But, I mean, come on. They got very, very lucky with that. And, you know, they're 21.5-point underdogs. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a realist, and I understand that, you know, if you're a 3-touchdown dog, you're outclassed. I mean, that's like a bye game, yeah. You know, essentially. But
essentially, yeah. Well, you know, I do want to bring up
at least one. You have to have one spot because we're
all
playing
the same. You got to have at least one.
Yeah.
And if the ACC is going to screw around like they did, then yeah, you get what you get. And exactly. I'm sorry, you might have two group of fives in some years, and that's what we got.
Well, no, it'll never happen again. They already made sure of that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we got to guarantee a spot for Notre Dame in future years and make sure that doesn't happen again. I do want to go back to Oregon, though, because like I said, they're priced essentially the same as Texas Tech. And Choppy brought up an interesting thought that we all remember from a year ago. Those top four seeds were all rusty. They just didn't look great after sitting out for nearly a month in some cases. So, John, do you think that's what's leading into the pricing of Oregon essentially the same in some markets as Texas Tech, that they'll have that opportunity to sort of warm up to the task by playing James Madison first?
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I mean, that can also work. You know, I mean, you can get hurt against even a team you're, you know, 3-touchdown favorite against, right? I mean, freak stuff happens. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's part of the, you know, it's essentially a guarantee that they win that game in advance. You know, and you know, by the fourth quarter, are their starters going to be in?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Probably not. Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if it's that close. And I think Dan would understand. Hey, we got to get these guys out. So that's probably a big part of it. Is like, you know, you're going to win the game, and you probably, you know, probably don't even have to worry about much mileage, right? Like, that is the crazy part about these playoffs. You have to win so many games, right? And you're gonna you know, it's a war of attrition. And when you're playing a team that you're a 3-touchdown favorite over, which is only going to be the Oregon Ducks here. You know, that is a big advantage.
That's what I was going to bring up, Choppy. How much do you like, considering we've both written extensive love letters to Texas Tech at this point,
right?
Do you like Oregon at all? Because let's assume a lot gets neutralized with the Red Raiders by being on a neutral field, tortillas aside. and Oregon does get to warm up to the task against JMU this weekend, catches Texas Tech half asleep for the first quarter of that game, gets a lead and never looks back. I mean, Oregon, we're then talking about a path for Oregon that would presumably be against Indiana, who, yeah, they lost to, but are they going to lose to them twice in the same season? All of a sudden, it opens it up for Oregon to slide their way all the way to the national championship game.
Yeah. It's a year later. I mean, they had the path last year, and they got upended in the same kind of situation. I actually think Oregon would be a very difficult test for Tech. I think Oregon's a little underrated. I think that's also another reason why, you know, their odds are kind of close. And we see that Indiana game, and they lost at home, and they didn't really get tested all that much. But I like Oregon. If they were to play Tech, you know, if that number, if Tech was favored by anything more than 3.5, I'd probably jump all over Oregon. I think they're pretty close, and yeah, like they've got, obviously they've been in this situation before. There's a, you know, Tech and Ole Miss, you know, like, and obviously the Group of Five schools, they haven't been in this position. You know, they haven't played in this game. Now, Ole Miss played big games before. You know, obviously playing against, you know, Georgia and Alabama and Oklahoma, they played these teams, but there's a big difference in that versus playing a college football playoff neutral field. So Oregon's done that. You know, they a lot of these guys have done that already.
Before we get into the games themselves, which we'll get into all four, understanding that some of you may have not gotten on top of things and consumed this show before Friday night's Alabama-Oklahoma game. Sorry, your loss. We're still going to talk about it for everybody that gets the show before that game kicks off. But speaking of the Tide and the Sooners, John, Kalen DeBoer has done everything he can do to tamp down any rumors about anything. But if Alabama takes one on the chin Friday night against Oklahoma, do you believe there's any possibility that he entertains an offer for Michigan?
I mean, I think whether he does or doesn't, he should. I mean, I if I'm him, I'm out. I mean, I you know, and I, that's why he's, you know, the second favorite right now for that job. Now, whether that means he gets it or even is or gets an interview or whatever, but I mean, if I'm him, you know, I'm definitely looking for the first flight out of Tuscaloosa. I mean, you're the guy that followed the guy, no matter what. Yeah. You're the guy that followed the guy, and I think his tenure has been, you know, if you just strip away everything, his tenure has been good. I mean, they're going to the playoff, right? But like, you're just never going to escape that shadow no matter what. And if they would have even lost to Auburn in the Iron Bowl, which they were very close to doing, that decision could have very well been made for him. I see that they have flipped to the dog in this game against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Every time I've bet Alabama this year, I have been painfully wrong. I don't understand them. I don't get them. I used to get them a lot because Nick Saban just would win every game. But now they're a great mystery to me. But if they come to me and they have any, I'm in. See you. I'll see you in Ann Arbor. Let's go. Let's introduce me. I'm out.
We'll get into that. Go ahead.
Regardless of what happens this week.
Yeah. Regardless. Oh, win,
spicy.
Lose, or draw.
Spicy. Oh, we'll get into that game and all four of the CFP first round games next right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually. You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.